Hey guys, welcome to the Life Group Leader Podcast. I'm Pastor Pierre, and we are into week two. So hopefully those of you guys that were able to meet this week had a great first week. And if you didn't, no worries. And also leading into this weekend is Easter Sunday. So Pastor Ben obviously will be taking that on and sharing on Easter Sunday. And we'll get to the questions in a minute, but I just want to mention again, like I did last week, if your group falls on Easter Sunday and you really would like to just be with your family or feel like no one's going to show up or they're telling you that, no worries. Don't worry about meeting on Easter Sunday. It's okay if you don't meet, but just make sure that you communicate clearly with your people about that not happening this Sunday and also encourage them, hey, you know, this is the next time we're going to meet, the following week, right? The next Sunday. So I just want to remind everyone too, in the beginning of our life group sessions, it's really important to remind people by text, preferably, or email, the meeting time and your address. We had a funny situation last time where I didn't really communicate our address super clearly to our group. And so one of our group members looked up our address on the old church directory and actually went to our old house and ran into the people that bought our old house. And so, you know, then they're calling us and saying, hey, where do you live? And so I just remembered that and wanted to remind everyone then to try to make sure you text people, remind them your address, because you never know if they're going to go try to find it from Facebook or from the phone book or wherever, some directory, and it may not be updated. So go ahead and make sure that you text them your address and the meeting times, just as a reminder. So today we're going to go over the Life Group Leader questions that cover Easter weekend that Pastor Ben is going to be sharing Sunday. And again, always start off with your kind of fun questions. I'm trying to get better. I gave you a couple questions there to look at. And when you get them, you'll see. And then once he gets past that, once you get going through those, get into the main scriptures, which this week is going to be Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 16. Pastor Ben told me he was kind of taking a little bit of a different take on the Easter stuff. Not so much the Easter story as more about the new life, the new way to live in Christ. And so I love it. This is my jam right here, this kind of stuff. So you're going to go through, you know, we basically put all the 16 verses on the Life Group Leader questions for you to go through and read. In the sermon, he kind of goes through it and then he breaks it down piece by piece. So I just figured, well, let's just put all of the 16 verses up there and you guys can pick and choose what you want to read and kind of elaborate on. And then we got some questions for you guys, you know, just again to kind of get people to talk and share. The first question, I don't want it to be kind of an awkward thing. So, you know, pray about how you do it. But the first questions are, what are some things that you used to seek in the world, right? Some things you struggled with worldly thinking or worldly living. And again, I stressed in the questions, only what you feel comfortable sharing is what you need to say to people. You know, we don't want to get super intense or too detailed with things. Just say, you know, just trying to see what are some things that we struggled with, that you've struggled with. So just hopefully it doesn't get awkward or anything like that. And but have that queued up in your mind of things that you want to share, that maybe things that you before Christ or that you've had to battle that were some worldly things, because that's what he's talking about. Basically, like, you know, the putting away the old way of living. And then the second one, he's going to elaborate a little bit on experiencing culture shock, right? Going somewhere different that you just did not expect, you know, people to act that certain way, or you didn't realize all the new customs that you're seeing. And that might be a good opportunity for some funny stories. So feel free to, you know, again, queue up some thoughts that you might have, but get people talking and ask them those questions. He's going to talk about God's peace at some point, and what are some things that you need God's peace for in your life, right? And so be just proactive on getting people to talk and share. And hopefully it's kind of a balanced thing where you're picking maybe a little bit on the quieter ones so that you can get them to share as well. And maybe very gently encouraging those that are talking all the time to give a moment for somebody else. You can always do that very graciously. And then it finally kind of wraps up with, what are some practical ways to apply living this new way of life, which Pastor Ben will share. And so then pay attention to the message, or if you're later in the week and you need kind of refresh it by going back to the website to watch the sermon again. That's kind of what I have been doing whenever on Friday nights, so that I can kind of be refreshed on the same day instead of just all the way from Sunday trying to remember the message so that it's just fresh on my mind. And that kind of gives me inspiration to lead the group. So those are the questions. And again, be encouraged that you are helping our church learn to get connected and be connected and stay connected in a more practical, healthy way than just Sunday mornings. And so thank you guys so much. I'm going to wrap it up with that. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you that we are in the spring groups of sessions. Lord, we thank you that you're with us and that you're helping us to lead. Lord, we just pray. I pray for the leaders this week that you will just inspire them to kind of pastor or shepherd their group. Lord, that they would just feel that excitement of connecting. And Lord, even with the busyness of this time of the year, Lord, that they would just find a closeness and a friendship, Lord, that's garnered through making life groups happen. And Lord, we just pray that we would have a great week. And Lord, I thank you for this group. And Lord, help us to lead this week. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, thank you so much for your time and hope you have a great week.